Hello and welcome, history friends, patrons all, to episode 82 of the 30 Years' War, the last proper episode of this Whopper series. Thanks so much for joining me, and thanks so much for supporting this show as well, because since we started this series basically four-ish years ago, it's been a wild ride. We've gone from 1618 to 1648. Maybe it didn't require 82 episodes, but I think that the 30 Years' War deserved this level of coverage, and I'm happy that, as far as I can tell, it's the most in-depth coverage in audio format that this conflict has ever gotten. So, thank you for joining me for it. Normally I'd open the episode by saying thanks to someone on Patreon, but instead of thanking someone individually, I'll just thank you all, because really, I've only gotten this far thanks to you and your support, and it kind of boggles the mind that in a few months I'll be handing in the dissertation, the big 100,000 word behemoth that's been eating my life over the last 4 years, but yeah, we're nearly done, and it's kind of poetic that just as we're nearly finished the PhD, we're also finishing up this series. As far as what my plans are afterwards, I'll drop those details on you in a later episode, because I'm still kind of refining them, and you know me making these big promises and having these big plans, and then a few months or weeks later, I kind of have to fess up and say it can't happen. So rather than disappointing you, I'm just going to wait a little while until things are a bit clearer, because at the moment, yeah, it's kind of PhD.com and pretty much nothing else. But that's just a little bit about me. Let's just go back to the nice, comforting, warm embrace of the 30 Years' War. Last time we examined several pressing issues which crowded the peacemakers in the final months of the war. Bring our narrative up to August 1648. We noted that disaster had occurred in France as the Fronde erupted into the streets of Paris and would soon engulf the nation. This was bad, but equally bad for Mazarin was the fact that the war with Spain continued to bring few particularly favourable returns, which made peace with the Emperor more and more attractive. Mazarin wouldn't be able to sink the entirety of the Habsburgs, as Cardinal Richelieu had wanted to do, but he would be able to benefit from French gains along the Rhine, and he could focus his attentions where they were needed most. Elsewhere, of course, the Swedes had found a way to make their voices heard, and the German estates once again pitched in to ensure that awkward negotiations were avoided and fait accomplis were presented. By and large, the Imperial and Bavarian armies had begun to break apart thanks to low morale and dwindling resources. Yes, after so many decades of paying for armies at a ridiculous size, it finally seemed unsustainable and impossible. This made the Emperor's strategic situation akin to an emergency. It was vital the Swedes didn't break into the hereditary lands, thus breaking the back of the Habsburg dynasty as they did so. But the Swedes were already there in those lands, because in midsummer 1648, an army under the command of Johann Königsmark broke into Bohemia, and on the night of the 25th of July, they made use of deception to break into Prague itself. The war, poetically enough, had returned to that splendid city, 30 years since Habsburg officials had first been defenestrated from the windows of its town hall. Would the end of the war be so poetic? Well, let's find out, as for the final time, I take you to 1648. Before I properly get into the episode, though, I should just address the fact that if you hear a bit of an echo, sorry about that, but we have been moving some things around in our usual study slash recording studio to the extent that I now have bookshelves. Isn't that nice? But they're empty, so all those piles upon piles of books that I have yet to move onto them will probably explain why there's a bit of an echo, so sorry about that. But if you are interested in seeing the ludicrously extensive library that I have, join the Facebook group or follow us on Twitter, because we'll be probably posting some photos there. Seriously, I only really realized how many books I had when I actually had to put them on